Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. It's all too easy to get caught up in the torrent of things that clutter our lives and forget what really matters. Our guest, Cy Montgomery, spent years reporting back from exotic places to give us a better understanding of our deep connections to all other species. She's written about man-eating tigers in Asia, pink dolphins in the Amazon, and wise village people on the other side of the world. But what awakened Cy Montgomery to life's good things was right in her own backyard in Hancock, New Hampshire, and it was a pig. His name was Christopher Hogwood, and her book about Chris, The Good, Good Pig, became a bestseller. It's full of stories like the one Ms. Montgomery tells on herself. It all starts on a busy, busy day when she's supposed to be answering emails and returning phone calls and finishing her editing. Well, you know. Christopher Hogwood, however, had a better idea. And when you have a 750-pound pig on the other end of a tether, who can argue?
I ended up spending that day not answering emails and not returning phone calls and not doing editing. But I spent this gorgeous, blessed last day of summer, because of Chris, lying under an apple tree with someone I loved, rubbing his stomach. And I'll remember that day for the rest of my life, and that is one of the gifts that he brought to me. He brought me all those good things that we forget to be grateful for. He brought me family. He brought me children. He brought me neighbors. He brought me home.
Cy Montgomery is a naturalist and a writer. The Good, Good Pig, The Extraordinary Life of Christopher Hogwood is a bestseller that also echoes the other lyrical books that the fearless Ms. Montgomery has written. Her beautiful award-winning books for both adults and children include Journey of the Pink Dolphins, Spell of the Tiger, and Search for the Golden Moon Bear. She also writes documentary scripts and has been a radio commentator. Bill Russell and I share Cy Montgomery's joy in the natural world and had the pleasure of meeting Christopher Hogwood. So it clearly was what Ms. Montgomery calls pig magic that made it possible for us to welcome her back to our program to explore the important things in life.
Cy Montgomery, I grew up with a story that could be just as long as it took for a little girl to go to sleep, I think, so we could spin it out. So I'll give you the shortest version I can manage. There was a little boy who lived on the side of a mountain, and he always admired that he would look out in the morning and he would see gold in the windows on the other side of the valley. So one day he packs himself up and goes the whole day it takes him to get to the other side of the valley, and by then the sun is setting, and he looks back home and he sees that the gold is in the windows of his house. Now, to me, this is a yes-and story, that the gold is both places, and when taking the journey, sometimes that's what it takes to see the gold at home.
That's a wonderful story.
Is that a Christopher Hogwood story?
Boy, yeah, it really is. It really is. He was my connection to family and my anchor to home. And people look at this book, oh, The Good, Good Pig. Who's going to read that? You know, how can you write a whole book about a pig? Well, animals open the world to us, and it's really a book about the barnyard and beyond. And it's about family, and it's about travel, and it's about finding home, very much. You're absolutely right on the money, Paul, as you always are.
The gold is in both places, and I think it's easy in the current frenetic, hyper-individualist time to forget, A, that there's gold, and it has nothing to do with a precious metal. It has to do with that window that is reflecting something bigger. The story of Christopher Hogwood is one that just has all of these facets. It's like you brought me a diamond, a gold diamond. And there are so many ways to think about it and live it and be it. It had to feel that way to you. It must have been hard to write in that respect.
It was very hard to write, and the reason was I wrote it after he had died. And normally, you know, you find release from your sorrow in your work. It can take your mind off your sorrow, but I was in every page listing what I had lost, and it was extremely hard to write, harder than anything I'd ever written.
We were with you at the time. Just after Christopher and Tess had died. And you were in a severe state of grief.
Yeah. My hair fell out. My mouth bled. My memory was so bad. I remembered nothing. And further, I couldn't find words. I would find an antonym. I wouldn't just lose the word. If I found a word, it was the antonym of what I wanted to say. It's interesting. Grief, from what I have heard, is actually can cause a kind of reversible brain damage, and sometimes it becomes irreversible. But I was rescued from that grief, thank God. And
by?
Oh, a number of things. I mean, writing this book was hard, but doing something that's hard doesn't mean it's wrong. And things that are right don't always feel good or easy. So I had to write this book, even though it wasn't the ice on the sprain, you know, it hurt. But I'm so grateful. And I'm so grateful too to know that, as so many have said, I mean, Edith Sitwell comes to mind, that, you know, love cannot be lost, and in the end all is harvest. The harvest that Christopher Hogwood has given me is, I mean, I've never experienced such abundance. It continues. His love continues to work its magic. We call it pig magic at the publisher because so many amazing things have happened since his death. And I've been in touch. He's continued to bring me friends. This is the other thing that's so amazing. He used to, as you know from the book, as you know from having met Christopher, he used to break out, and he used to
This would
meet
not
people.
Be pimples. This would be breakout.
Right. He used to break out of his pen. He was a genius, as all pigs are, and he would find his way no matter how many locks, no matter how many bungee cords, no matter how many bolts we put on his pen door. He'd open them, and it wasn't because he hated his pen. It was he had everything he wanted there, and he had a whole plateau that was his. But he wanted to go visiting. He wanted to meet our neighbors. And that's how he introduced me to our neighbors. And I'm shy. So this was a huge gift. And he brought me, I mean, he brought me the gift of visiting children. He brought me so many people in my life. After he died and this book was published, he brought me even more people. He continued to do that. And I'm now in touch with people literally all over the world. Not just pig people, but people who have sent me pictures of their dogs, who write, you know, thank God you understand what family really is. People send me pictures of their rats. You know, there are so many great souls out there.
We're going to come back with a whole lot more pig magic and Cy Montgomery in just a moment. We trust that you'll be with us. Do come back.